I hope that you are all having a great start to 2025. And before we get too far into the new year, it's important to reflect on some important things. And what I want to reflect on today is this. What kind of person do you want to be in 2025? Or at least, what kind of person do you want to start becoming in 2025? Because obviously we know change doesn't happen so quickly, but we can begin the journey toward becoming the kind of person we're supposed to be. So let me share a great vision with you today of what we can strive to be. Our theme this year is Be the Rock. And so, like our sermon title says today, I want to challenge you to be the rock that others stand on. Be the rock that others stand on. It is something that all of us can do, to be a rock on which others can stand. I mean, that image of a rock, it's a nice image. It brings good images to my mind. Someone who is solid, right? Someone who cannot be shaken, and someone whom others can stand on. You know, there's reports always, there's earthquakes going on. You know, those who have experienced an earthquake, it's the scariest thing they've experienced because the ground underneath their feet is literally moving and they cannot find their balance. And so when there is a solid rock on which they can stand, they feel safe. And when I was growing up, there were these Chevrolet truck commercials. Those of you who are old enough will know what I mean, right? Like a rock. I was... I forget the words. It was always in Hockey Night in Canada, right? Chevrolet. Built like a rock, right? The most dependable, longest-lasting trucks on the road, like a rock. What an image, right? We are not trucks, but we too should be dependable and lasting like a rock. Amen? I mean, I think there are a lot of good trucks on the road that we can rely on. But it's hard to find people like that, isn't it? Whom can you really rely upon? Wouldn't it be so good to have someone that you can just stand on when times are tough? So I think the best kind of person that we can be is to be a rock for others. So that when times are difficult or turbulent or chaotic, that you can be a rock on which others stand, and you will be in that way a great blessing to others if you can do that. Jesus told Peter during his lifetime that he would be the rock. And I tell you, this is Jesus talking, you are Peter, or Petros, right? And on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. Jesus said Peter would be the rock. But at that time, he was not the rock. After all this time together, 3 years every day, when Jesus was captured by the authorities, he ran away. He deserted Jesus. He even denied knowing him so that he could save his skin. I mean, Peter, during the 3 years, he was the most passionate disciples. He left everything behind to follow him. He declared his undying love and loyalty to Jesus. Oh, even if everyone else deserts you, I will follow you even to my death. That's the kind of passion he had. He did love him and he left everything. But at Jesus' most vulnerable moment, he was not the rock that Jesus needed him to be. After Jesus was crucified, Peter was devastated. He was crushed. Jesus was gone. And the last thing he did was abandon him. I mean, everything that he had given things up for amounted now to nothing. And in this moment, it just seemed like that failure, that cowardice would be what defined him for the rest of his life. That was where Peter was at after Jesus was crucified. But we all know that didn't happen. That was not the end. Peter did eventually become the rock. How did that happen? What changed? After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to Peter. And that encounter is described very beautifully by John. Let me read it for you, and please follow along. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." A second time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He said to him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Very truly, I tell you, when you were younger, you used to fasten your own belt and to go wherever you wished. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will fasten a belt around you and take you where you do not wish to go." He said this to indicate the kind of death by which he would glorify God. After this, he said to him, "Follow me." What a beautiful story. Jesus forgave Peter. He gave him another chance. Even though Peter denied Jesus and ran away, he still believed in him. He still chose him to carry on what he had started. That changed Peter. Transformed him, and he became the rock of the church. How can you be the rock? Be someone who forgives others and gives them another chance. That is how you be the rock. Being the rock doesn't mean you're blind to the faults and flaws of others. You're very aware of them, but you can still accept them and embrace them. You don't define them by their flaws. You are the rock on which others can find acceptance and love. I mean, you all know this world is a merciless place. One mistake and the world piles on you. It'll shun you, cancel you out, destroy you. I mean, I feel so bad for our young kids growing up in this digital online world. I mean, one thing and their reputation forever will be stained and soiled, and it's so vicious. This world that we live in. Can you be the safe rock on which others can stand? When everyone else has condemned them, can you be the safe harbor that shelters them from the world's judgment and condemnation? Peter says this in today's passage. Like living stones, let yourselves be built into a spiritual house. What is a spiritual house? It is a house of mercy. A house of grace. A house where people are not judged by their sins, but given the chance to become someone new. That is a spiritual house. A house where people who have been given a second chance gather together with humility and gratitude. This is what Peter says. Once you were not a people, but now you are God's people. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are God's people because we have received mercy. That is why we gather together here in this house of mercy. That is the church. And that is the church of which Peter became the rock. But Peter became the rock because he stood on the ultimate rock of Jesus Christ that he calls in today's passage the cornerstone, the very stone on which the whole house is built. And this is what Peter says. Come to him, a living stone, though rejected by mortals, yet chosen and precious in God's sight. To introduce our theme, Reverend Kim last week spoke about living a life based upon principle. And that is how you be the rock. And the greatest principle is love. Jesus lived his life on this principle of love. Everything he did, he loved God and he loved others. He healed others, he taught others. But the greatest manifestation of his love was shown where? It was shown on the cross. And how was it manifested? Through forgiveness. On the cross, he bore others' sins and forgave them. This is what Jesus said on the cross. Then Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. On the cross, he forgave them. He forgave us. He gave us a second chance. He still believed in us. That is the power of the cross. The power to bear the sins of others. The power to forgive. The power to give another chance. We all know, and you know, when you get hurt or betrayed or disappointed, it seeps deep into your heart and it begins to take a life of its own. It grows in power, the effects of this hurt and betrayal. They start to take control of your thoughts and your actions. And even when you're not aware or conscious of it, it is still manifesting in some way. And so even if you want to be free of these emotions, it is so hard. I'm sure you know the hardest thing probably is to forgive someone who has really hurt you or betrayed you. But my friends, the power of the cross is power that releases you from the grip of hurt and disappointment. It frees you. So instead of the power of anger or resentment or just hard-heartedness, the cross gives you the power of forgiveness. I don't know about you, in my experience, forgiving those who have hurt you, overlooking the sins that they've inflicted on you, giving them another chance. Oh my goodness, that's the hardest, hardest thing to do. It takes enormous power to overcome desire for vengeance. And we have to admit it. Sometimes it just feels good, doesn't it? To desire vengeance. Isn't that what Netflix number one show at one time was all about? That Korean show? Glory, is it? Right? Just seeking vengeance, right? I mean, it gives you energy. It does. It gives you motivation. It gives you fuel. And so sometimes it feels good. But without knowing it, you are in bondage to those feelings. And being able to forgive others and still believe in them and give them another chance, that is a spiritual superpower. And that is what Christ showed on the cross. I mean, in a way, that is, you want to be the highest form of human being you can? That is the highest form of human being. In Genesis, God says humankind was created in the image of God. How do we most reflect the image of God? It's being able to forgive those who have hurt you and to give them another chance. It's how we be the most human, and that's why it is the most difficult. Because we have the animal side of us trying to drag us down. My friends, the blood that was shed by Jesus on the cross, the blood of Jesus washes away our sins. Yes, it does. But it also washes away the sins of others. It washes away the effects that sins of others leaves on your heart. It heals you from the damage and imprint they leave. That is the power of the blood of Jesus. Amen? That is the power that changed Peter. That is the power with which you become the rock. That is how you embrace all sorts of people with all kinds of flaws. And be the safe place on which they can stand. I have an old friend from my university days, and we were so close. We experienced so many things together. You all know college days, you go through a lot of things together. And he was like right there. And we did a lot of community things together. He was like kind of like my right-hand guy. He was a close and loyal friend. He had some deep flaws, especially after he consumed some beverages. So I was always kind of the responsible one. In the Korean word, 챙겨잉, like looking after him and trying to mitigate his flaws. I mean, for a while it's okay, but it's just same thing would happen over and over again, and then year after year. And so it got to a point where I started to get just tired of it. And we're getting older. Come on, man. Like, we gotta mature. And so eventually I started to feel disrespect. Do you not respect me? Do you just expect this? And ultimately there was one night, got to a point, something happened, and I had enough. So I cut him off. But now as I look back, that's one of my big regrets. I wish I had given him another chance. And then still another chance. I think that would have really helped him. It would have helped me too. Peter asked Jesus this question. And Peter came and said to him, Lord, if my brother or sister sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as 7 times? Jesus said to him, not 7 times, but I tell you, 77 times. It's not a literal number he's talking about. It's not counting. 1, 2, 3. But 77, like, unlimited. Keep on forgiving. Keep on giving another chance. Being a rock is being someone who's not shaken by the sins and flaws of others. Being a rock is someone who doesn't crumble just because you're hurt by someone. Being a rock is someone who can still embrace the very person who hurt me. That is a strong person. That is a rock. You will change lives by being a rock. Do you know the power that grace coming from you can have on those around you? It can change lives. God will give you the power to forgive and to give others another chance. So in 2025, ask God to make you a rock. Your life will be blessed, and so will those around you. Amen.